98.1 KJAG, Tom and Becky in the morning. All right, it's time to play Did You Know? Did you know 31% of us wish we had the courage to get rid of our televisions?
Why are you so scared? Do it.
Either do it or don't do it. Right? I don't want to get rid of my television.
I don't want to get rid of my television either.
Did you know?
In the kitchen.
Do you guys have a TV in your bedroom?
Yes.
Do you? Okay.
Yes.
All right. We did for a number of years.
You don't now? Oh, no, how do you even live life?
No, because Mickey and I have different schedules, and she watches TV, and I'm like, I got to be dark, cold, quiet in my bedroom and get that
Thank
TV
God.
Out.
Thank God. Both Jeff and I like need the TV on to sleep.
Yeah. No. All right. Did you know the average American spends about $6 a week on lottery tickets?
It's not surprising.
I don't spend that much. Like 52 weeks, $6, $300 on lotto tickets?
Yeah, because like the Mega Millions, yeah. Like a $5, quick pick.
I get catfished Saturday. I went into the Chevron to get a receipt or something for my gas, and I was like, hey, the lotto's tonight. Here's $5. Can I get 5 quick picks? And the guy's like, they're $2 a quick pick.
Yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, well, here's another 5. Give me 10. But give me 5, because here's $10, and it didn't win anything.
Sorry. Well, you're one of those people.
Did you know 80% of students said they ate ramen noodles about 3 times a week in college?
I don't believe that.
I don't either.
I just don't believe it. Like, no. I was like, you're starving, we had ramen noodles. Like, no, you didn't.
Right. You might have had ramen noodles, sure. And you might have eaten them, but 3 times a week?
Of course, sure.
Stop. Did you know women sweat and perspire half as much as men?
Really?
I didn't know that.
Well, you always say you're a big
Oh, I'm a sweater. Champion sweater. I sweat. I look at a Stairmaster and I start sweating. It's gross. And then I go shopping and I got all my sweaty shirts like dripping wet. I go shopping, and then about the time I was standing in line ready to leave, I start to smell like I don't know.
God.
Man. It's like not
you sweat
stink,
and smell.
It's not that smell. It's like a I don't know. It's like a like iron smell or something. I don't know.
Oh, my God.
I don't know.
Stop.
I don't know.
All the information. You need to go to the doctor and then learn how to not give everyone all the information.
I put the different shirt on most of the time.
Iron smell.
Did you know a study shows the average woman will go on a diet 16 times over the course of her life?
No.
Okay.
Again, not really surprising.
Did you know over 95% of people say they had dandruff at one point or another?
No,
I don't think I did. I really don't, because then you'd get the head and shoulders.
I don't think I ever had dandruff. And like, is it really as dramatic as like when people dust off their shoulders on the Head and Shoulders commercial?
Right. If you're doing that, you need to work on personal hygiene, I think.
That's
right?
Really rude, Tom. Right? I don't know, because you've never had dandruff. Like, some you don't know.
Like, maybe that happens during the day.
An unnamed person said it's a real problem.
Dandruff or me sweating?
Probably dandruff.
I sweat as much as some people have dandruff. Is that what we're saying?
Yeah, like you can't go around and tell people like about their personal hygiene when you said you have a weird iron smell when you go to the grocery store.
I don't know. It smells weird. It's like metallic.
God.
Or something. I think something's wrong with my. Anyway, all right. Finally, this morning, did you know about 1/3 of American homes have a welcome mat, an absolute old-fashioned, old-time mat on their front porch that says welcome?
I would think everyone had a welcome mat.
Do you have a welcome
Please,
mat?
Please, I have themed welcome mats. Jeff makes fun of my like welcome mats. Themed for every like season, occasion.
Oh, no.
Themed. Christmas, Halloween. I had a turkey one this year for Thanksgiving that said thankful with a turkey on it.
Unbelievable.
Themed.
But they have words on them. They actually say it says welcome?
Or yes, like, well, like it depends.
You have a mat, you own a mat right now that says welcome in some form or fashion?
I don't know what mat we have right now.
I mean,
and I'm in
mat,
first of all, I'm in between mats, and I feel like I just threw mine out because I needed to get a new one. And Jeff was just telling me that he was like, he was in the store. He's like, I saw some welcome mats you would like. He was like, you'd like them. They were all springish. Like, Pier 1 has some great welcome mats.
Wow.
Target, great selection.
Jug poll of the day today. Do you have a welcome mat? Jug poll today.
You guys?
Well, we have a mat. It doesn't say welcome, and it's not themed, colored. It's just a, I don't know, it's like a dark. It's like a black welcome mat.
Like in October, you know, when you have one that says, like, hi, pumpkin.
No. I don't do that. No. Sorry. We don't have that. All right. Do you have a welcome mat? That's our jug poll of the day-to-day, brought to you by Farm Supply.